Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
I was reading an interesting piece with broadcaster Maya Dunphy in the Irish Times about how big of a people pleaser she is. And she says that she even does it at the expense of her own well-being. It got me thinking about how common it is for a lot of us, because I too, like Maya, I'm a people pleaser. It's actually, I find it's a really hard thing to try and change. Psychiatrist Brendan Kelly is with me on the line today. Is it something we can change, Brendan, being that sort of people pleasing person?
Yes, Andrea, this is something we can change, but mostly we don't really want to, because people pleasing pleases us as well as others. And, you know, there are two big things that happen with people pleasing. We do tend to feel this enhanced connection, a sense of belonging in a group or belonging with other people. And we like that. And of course, it also validates us, our self-esteem, our personal worth and our self-acceptance. In other words, if other people like me, I mustn't be so bad and I will like myself. So there are many, many psychological and emotional reasons why we do people pleasing. I suppose the question is, can it go to extremes where we neglect other needs? But we can certainly change it if we really, really want to.
So if you're the kind of person that spends most of your life saying, I don't mind, this conversation's for you, Brendan.
Yeah, no, it absolutely is. And look, we do mind. We always mind, especially when we say, I don't mind. It really means I do mind, but I'm putting you first. But I'm doing that for me. Like, putting other people first makes us feel virtuous. It makes us feel good. And very often when we say we're putting other people first, we're not really doing that. What we're prioritizing is our own sense of virtue. In other words, I'm letting someone else do this, and that makes me feel a whole lot better than if I just went ahead and did it myself.
I feel like I'm getting a live psychiatric diagnosis here on the show, Brendan, with you today.
In fairness, I'm going to hold back from diagnosing you live on air, if that's okay. I don't think Ireland as a nation is ready for that at this time.
I don't think want them to know it. But you've been here for quite a while, Brendan, I'd say, by the sides of things, too.
I think it could dominate the rest of the show. But in terms of what you're talking about now, people pleasing, we shouldn't look on it as necessarily a bad thing. It doesn't mean there's something wrong. It just means that maybe we're overdoing the extent to which we're making other people happy. But we're basically doing it because it makes us happy, and we like to think that we are selfless rather than selfish, and that we put other people first, even if it's only to boost our own self-esteem.
Comedian and writer Peter Flanagan is with us here too, Brendan. Are you guilty of people pleasing, Peter?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, I am. My therapist told me as much last year, so
really?
I'm trying to work on it. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, what kind of things, you know, I suppose really stick out in your mind, Peter?
Yeah, I'm quite indecisive. So I've been dating this Spanish girl for the last 2 years. We're living together now. And, you know, Spanish people are very direct. You know, they're very, very direct. I think in Ireland, we're kind of trained to sort of make ourselves a bit smaller, not cause a fuss. So this can kind of come out, and like, if we need to pick a restaurant or pick somewhere to go on holiday, I'm very prone to saying, I don't mind, and that drives her crazy.
So she recognises your people-pleasing qualities and wants you to change them?
Absolutely. She'd like me to be more assertive, so that's something I'm working on.
Yeah. It's hard, though, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. It's very uncomfortable.
Because you don't want to, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I find there's often a sense of you don't want to be perceived as kind of the dominant one or the dominant character, or that, you know, you make all the plans. And I find that you sort of nearly tend to sit back then and let other people do it. It's nearly easier.
Yeah, there's probably an element of laziness. I think there's definitely an element of laziness for sure. I also think, though, like, I do think culturally there's something about Irish people that we just don't like a fuss. And even I'm thinking of the house I grew up in, my mom always kind of put other people ahead of her own needs, you know. So there's something, I don't know, is it kind of a latent Catholicism or something, but we there's something about not putting yourself first and almost being a kind of martyr to other people, I think, sometimes.
Our own Padraig Wilson-McCarthy is joining us here too, Peter. Do you find, Padraig, that you say whatever you think a lot?
All the time. I'm terrible for it. I think, I do you know what? We hate saying no, don't we?
Yeah.
I think we're too, like as Peter said, we're too polite and we don't like to see people being put out. Now, I do think I've gotten better with it, better with it over time. And I think it's because I think I've decided that I need to try and protect my own peace. I'm not saying that my well-being is affected when I'm, you know, people-pleasing. But I do think that there's a fine line between pleasing someone because you think you should and then also pleasing someone that has a detrimental effect on your mood. You know what I mean? So sometimes I find like I could be doing something for someone. I'm like, actually, I don't want to do this at all.
Yeah.
This is putting me in bad humour.
Why am I going there this weekend? I don't really want to go, but I feel I have to go.
Totally. And like I think about it. Like my family, for example, I'm up in Dublin 5 years now, you know, and like even when it comes to my birthday, they'd be like, ah, you'll have to come home for my own birthday. And I'm like, well, why don't you come up and visit me up here instead, you know? So I find myself going on the journey back to Cork, even though it's putting myself out to suit them because they'll feel better about it, you know, rather than them spend the time with me.
Why is it so hard to say no, Brendan?
Well, I mean, we don't really say no around here, but we do say other things that are emotionally very potent and sometimes manipulative. So, for example, the rhetoric of I don't want to cause a fuss is intrinsically causing a fuss. And if we were really thinking of other people, we wouldn't go around saying things like that. And if we wanted to please others genuinely, we would be more direct and more open. But I do think we like to hold on to our martyrdom and our suffering. And there's nothing we like more than saying we were ignored. So we do tend to put ourselves to one side and in a very public way announce that we're not going to cause a fuss. Whereas, in fact, that is amongst the most disruptive things we can possibly do. So it is culturally very complex. And saying no is not something we do in a direct way, but we do it in other indirect ways, very potently and sometimes quite manipulatively, particularly in relationships.
I think as well, we always like to have something on somebody else. So like, for example, if I'm doing something for someone, I like to think I'm going to get that favour back at some point. The only thing is, if you do a favour for someone who's not a people pleaser, you'll be left waiting.
Cheers, Snookers.
Yeah,
you'll
absolutely.
Never get the return of this.
Absolutely.
Product.
So you have to be very, very selective about who you're people pleasing about.
Yeah. It's funny, Peter, you mentioned, you know, you talked about your Spanish partner and a text here from a listener who says that they feel Irish people are by nature a bunch of people pleasers.
100%. I think so. Yeah. 100%. I think it plays out politically. I think our politicians, when they go abroad, when they negotiate, they're people pleasers. And there can be a kind of, that can be effective. There can be, you know, the soft diplomacy angle can be effective. But sometimes I think we can be just very frustrated at ourselves, at our parents, at our partners, at our politicians, at whatever, that we can't just go out and be a bit more direct. I mean, you see this with Northern European countries, other European countries, they're not afraid to say, hey, I'm here, I have needs, this is what I want. Whereas Irish people, we just can't do that for some reason.
Yeah, a lot of our listeners too, Brendan, feel that, you know, and this was only one way to read this message, is just to read what this texter says. There's a fine line between being a people pleaser and just being a bitch.
Okay, well, that's a very, very potent one. And we're not going to go down that line. But there is a sense that we please other people so they are indebted to us. So we prefer to, if you like, pay the bill and have someone owe us a bit of the money so that we have moral superiority over them. And that is quite manipulative. And the other reason we don't directly express our needs, of course, is a fear of rejection and embarrassment if those needs are not met. And maybe that's something that people from other countries don't feel quite as acutely. And it's better not express your needs, maybe, then you won't have the sort of the rejection or the failure of having your needs met. And this is something that can drive so-called people pleasing, which actually mostly isn't people pleasing. It's mostly very annoying for the other people, but it can please ourselves and our self-esteem.
Peter, what are your tips to try and, I suppose, cut back on your people pleasing skills?
Just start small. Just every day try and be a little bit more assertive. You start in your relationship. Try doing it at work. When I worked in offices, I used to work in banking for years. And I was, again, I think sometimes it can come down to a lack of confidence. So if you're not totally confident in your role, if you're not willing to say what you want in your career, people will decide for you. So you can't assume that management always have your best interests at heart. So if you're not willing to make a decision yourself, if you're just going to be a people pleaser, you know, you might end up in a position that you don't want to be in. So I would say certainly at work, don't be afraid to say, this is what I want. Or don't, if you get an email and you think, hold on, this actually isn't my job, this isn't for me, you can say, no, I'm not going to do this. And you might find people respect you more.
Are you going to start trying to say no more?
No. I don't think so. I don't think so. My tips would be either don't reply to their messages or just make up an excuse and lie.
That's just rude. Yeah, now you're just ignoring people.
Do you know what? If it gets me out of a tricky situation, Andrea, I don't mind.
Yeah. Brendan, finally, your last words of wisdom for those of us that are very simply trying to say no.
Just try to say no a little more often, but don't beat yourself up if it doesn't work out. We live in a very complex, nuanced, indirect cultural system of communication. And sometimes pleasing people is the way to go. But just remember, you are one of the people. You are one of the people who needs to be pleased.
Psychiatrist Brendan Kelly, comedian Peter Flanagan, our own Padraig Wilson-McCarthy. Thanks a million for joining us here.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insuranceBroker.ie
on News Talk.